flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It is 2:50. You are listening to News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. I'm Shaletta Brundage. He's Steve Thompson. He's coming up next. Steve T, what's up, brother?
Hey, another day. It looks like the sun is finally going to come out. I can't believe it. I don't even know what it was like for it to actually rain. And we did get a little light rain at my house this morning. It was kind of like, here it is. It wasn't
right. It wasn't much, and we need a lot more. How many days have we been without rain? Like 3 weeks almost?
Well, it was the driest and warmest September on record. And October's been dry and warm, and we finally did get a little bit, not nearly enough, and I saw that drought monitor map, and we got drought all around the area, so hopefully we do get some rain, but it doesn't look real good over the next week.
No, it doesn't. And, Steve, what is this going to mean? Because we got, what, pheasant season starting, and everybody's out and they're hunting? I mean, I know you're going to be talking about this on your show.
Yeah, Steve is going to join us a little bit later. It's super busy right now because the bow hunters are out in the woods looking for a deer. The pheasant opener is today. And then, of course, the fall bite is finally underway. So the anglers that want to get out on the water, we've just had beautiful weather. It's actually been too warm for that bite to kick in.
Yeah.
But there are still fish to be caught. And there's nothing quite like a meal of fresh-caught walleye. That's pretty good stuff.
Ooh, that's good. I mean, you can't beat fresh fish. I don't care if you grill it, flambé it, sauté it, fry it. If it's fresh coming up out the water, it's going to do what it do and taste delicious. I mean, I love it. Okay, so now you got to tell me what else you got coming up on your show.
Well, it is going to be all about college football today. We're kind of in the heart of college football season today. So we'll have Jonathan Lowe keep an eye on the top 25 in the Big Ten scoreboard. By the way, Minnesota made it to the Rose Bowl.
Yes!
Game, but they're going to play UCLA.
I thought they were going to the Rose Bowl.
Yeah, but they're actually playing in the venue for the first time since 1962, so that's kind of cool.
That is kind of cool.
Alabama held on to beat South Carolina today, and of course, Alabama's head football coach is from just over the border in South Dakota. Kalen DeBoer is from Milbank. I called his games when he was a college football player at Sioux Falls College way back in the mid-90s, and now he's the head coach at Alabama, and it's still one of the more amazing stories. If you would have told me when I was calling those games in 1996 that, and by the way, they won the NAIA National Championship that year down in Tennessee. If you would have told me Kalen DeBoer would someday be the head coach at Alabama, who would have believed that?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they got beat by Vanderbilt a week ago. And if they would have got beat by South Carolina today in Tuscaloosa, he would have been on the hot seat. But they did hold on. They did win the game today. But we'll have all of that coming up later on. Plus, we've got tons of college football from around the area, and we'll have game reports and scores on that as well. So,
That sounds so amazing. That is such a great story. Okay, what kind of kid was he?
Oh, yeah, just a great kid. Like I say, from Milbank, South Dakota. It's just right over the border in the northeast corner of the state. And their head coach, way back in the day, Bob Young, he's now got a stadium in Sioux Falls named after him. He passed away a couple of years ago. Bob Young was a great human being, just a wonderful human being, and had a tremendous influence on all his football players over the decade. And, you know, Kalen DeBoer talks about that a great deal. He was even an assistant coach when his playing days were over under Bob Young, and took that, of course, had that big year at Washington a year ago, and then parlayed that into the Alabama job. It doesn't really get any bigger than that in college football.
No, it does not.
To be a head coach at Alabama. And there he is, from Milbank, South Dakota, to the absolute pinnacle of college football. It's a pretty amazing story. But he's still in a little hot water after losing at Vanderbilt a week ago. So, I mean, his first year hasn't been totally smooth.
Okay. All right. But I'm just, you know, that is just so awesome. We got to do a little story on that or something. That's kind of cool. And, you know, for Alabama and colleges like Alabama, you know, they don't really fool around with the Yankees. They don't come up north and bring people into their orbit and their atmosphere. So he must be special.
Well, and that's kind of funny about the fact that Nick Saban, you know, is legendary coach, all the championships.
Right.
You know, he's right up there with Paul Bear Bryant in Alabama lore. And he's a guy from up north. You know, he was once upon a time at Michigan State, and then was in the NFL. And, you know, they certainly have the money. And the most important thing, they want to win. And they figure, you know, and when Nick Saban stepped aside, he was the guy that gave us the best chance, even if he was from the upper Midwest. You know, I guess they'd hire a coach from Canada if
you're going to help us to win. All we want to do is win, win, win. Speaking of winning, you know, on Saturday, because I'm not going to be here next week, because I'm going to be over at Mystic Lake Event Center, because I won that Governor's Award, that Emmy. So next weekend is when the Emmy Awards are, and I'm going to pick up my trophy. So I won't be here next Saturday.
Well, congrats to you. You do so much great work. That is quite an honor.
And this is the first time that my kids are going to be able to come to an award ceremony with me. My parents are coming. And, you know, I was going to have my mom and daddy stay here at the house and take care of the kids. And then I thought, well, if I got my mom and daddy, maybe I can just bring the kids and my mom and dad with me. And then we can all have a good time, you know. And so that's what we're going to do. We're going to get hotel rooms. We're going to hang out. And then we're going to show out at the Emmy Awards. So I'll be sure to post on social and I'll send y'all some pictures.
No, that is great news. Enjoy the day.
I will. Stevie T's up next. We'll see y'all in 2 weeks. It's been the Shaletta Show. It's been great.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.